would say you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I do each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown.
Molecules in action make me giddy.
Remember, the density of the goo has to be higher than the liquid. As it sinks, the light heats it, causing it to expand and rise again. It won't work unless you make it dense.
You're good.
Jeez, Lil, try breathing. I just followed the instructions, no big.
Ronco, big, big!
Oh no, not Nicholas again.
Nicholas is so totally the bomb!
Duck and cover. What's that? Now seems like a good time for my exciting announcement. I give you the Science Palooza Wall of Fame. Each year, the student with the best science project wins a place of honor on this coveted wall. And a week at Outer Space Camp, run by Svetlana Platsmakhanov, an actual retired cosmonaut alternate, and a dog.
Down with the zero-gravity outer space camp thing. I want to win that Palooza prize so bad I can almost taste the space dust.
Cool your rocket boosters, Tommy. I got a project in mind that's gonna knock everyone's socks off.
Would you listen to those guys?
Yeah, we could win the space race on pure. Girls are so obviously smarter than boys, Power.
I think I'm gonna sit this one out. The whole outer space camp thing sounds dangerous. I'm afraid of heights, especially the outer space, no terra firma in sight kind. Besides, Tommy, you're the one with the head for science.
Yeah, I get it from my dad. He's...
pure science genius. I'm telling you, Dee, the Rydovac is going to make the housewife's life a breeze.
Ooh, can't wait.
Still has a few kinks.
Enough!
Hope I'm not losing the old pickle's touch.
I know it's ambitious, Chucky, but I really think I can pull it off.
What you got there, guys?
Just the Tommy Pickles Palooza Project plans. Say that three times fast.
Mind if I take a look?
I call it the Socks-O-Matic. Got the idea from Chucky. Automatically sort socks by color and texture, so no one has to suffer a fashion tragedy again.
Hey, who you call a tragedy?
I see. You use your camcorder imaging chip to distinguish color. Then servo motors and advanced robotics sort the socks into these bins. Impressive. Guess you inherited my genius gene.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, you think I could pick your brain once in a while? I mean, if I run into a snag? It's gonna be a huge challenge, and I don't have much time.
Sure thing, champ. Could actually be fun, like the time I helped you with your soapbox derby car.
That was cool. Trust me, if I had time, I'd ask.
Chip off the old block.
Hi, guys. Were you able to snag anything from home, Lil?
My mom's drum set and Dad's old lute.
You here to play pianos? We're making a whole player band.
That actually sounds pretty tight. But not as tight as my project.
Yeah, it's a...
secret! You'll have to wait for the unveiling when I take the top prize at Palooza Scientifique. Dude, Grandma! Feels bad as bad gets.
Worse even!
Guys, that's your milk. You're drinking my science project? I'm growing different bacteria to see which has the highest leakage quotient.
Phil, will you ever grow up? Seth's boy, on my arm would be the ultimate fashion statement.
Then you better make room in your closet, because he's coming this way.
Oh my gosh! Act normal! Make it!
Hey, you the girl who fed the club a volcanic sandwich the other day?
Pretty chick.
Hey, I don't know if you already have a partner for the science dealio, but,
Love to! Would you mind? I really, really want to. I'll make it up to you. How about a go? Thank you.
Go!
Going!
Sweet. I was thinking about doing a sociologistic kick thingy on how different peeps, like, react to getting spitballed and stuff.
Wow. Sounds really original.
Anyone see Dill?
He's been staying late at school for Science Club.
Dill's run Science Club?
Yes, but he's the subject of 3 different experiments.
Oh.
How's the project going?
I'm having a little trouble getting these servo motors timed right.
Calibrating servos takes some practice. Here.
Awesome! Thanks, Dad! Hey, while you're here, I got a few more questions.
Shoot.
Oh, it's so nice to see father and son bonding over wheels and gears. Would you mind moving to the basement?
Sure, Deed. No prob for Team Pickles. Hey, champ, these are nice springs. Where'd you get them?
Barnum, let's go. Here goes. We so totally did it, Dad! The socks-o-matic sorted correctly almost 98.4% of the time, but I still can't understand why it doesn't work on Dill's socks. Thanks for all your help, Dad. This little baby is my first-class ticket to outer space camp.
You should really be proud of yourself, Tommy. I know I'm proud of you. We better get to bed. I promised your mom we wouldn't stay up too late.
Dad, that was 3 nights ago. Where are we going?
Where better to live? Outer space camp than in space!
Dad, what are you doing?
I was almost asleep when it came to me. Why stop at socks? Why couldn't we expand our device to sort shoes, earrings, gloves, anything?
Our? We? Dad, what happened to my...
Hey, champ. Just in time for the first test run. Maybe I really have lost my touch.
No way, Dad. I think it shows promise.
Really?
Hey, what if we attach something to help regulate the centrifugal force, like maybe a Lazy Susan?
Yeah, but where are we going to get a...
Mom has one.
You mean the good silver one she guards like Fort Knox treasure?
Yeah, that one.
We couldn't. Could we?
Projects on permahold otherwise.
From this data, we broke down the reactions according to social group and concluded that absolutely everyone hated being spitballed.
cool.
No, not cool. That means we didn't prove anything.
So what? We got to spitball a bunch of kids in the name of science. That rocks.
Nicholas, you seriously have to take this seriously.
How can I take anything seriously with that seriously bad stench?
Oh, has your father been cooking with Slovakia cheese again?
Cultured them from mold under the kitchen sink, leftovers from the fridge, and my favorite so far, Lil's gym socks.
I'll take care of that, champ. You need to get to bed.
Yeah, but we have to work on it together. We're a team, remember?
Sure we are. I'm just making a few adjustments. It's still your vision, right?
Yeah. Yes. Maybe we should go back to my original plan. You know, keep it simple.
Sure thing, Tommy. Just minor tweaks. Okay, semi-major tweaks.
I've got to admit, Nicholas on your arm does make a statement.
Yeah, it says, I'm hanging with a blithering idiot.
Huh?
I decided to drop the spitball project. Instead, I'm doing a case study on Nicholas, entitled The Mind of the Mindless.
Works for me.
Kimmy, I'm really, really sorry I blew you off. I should have known better than to choose eye candy over functioning brain cells.
No worries. The player band was pretty much a bust anyway. We're great for one song, but after that one big success, the instruments refused to play together again.
Maybe I could take a look. I'm pretty good at working with difficult things. Speaking of which, where is Phil?
They were worried a science project could be infectious.
Don't say science project.
Not going well?
My dad started out helping, then pretty much took over. I'm totally caught. I really want to win this thing, but...
Why don't you just nicely ask him to back off?
You should see him. He's having so much fun. And it's a blast working with him. I guess I just... don't want to mess that up.
I know what you mean. My dad still hasn't gotten over the day I told him I could button my own shirt.
Look, I'm being...
I can't. I don't know how.
It's not mine. It's not mine.
It's not mine. It's not mine. Oh. I have to tell him. Hey, Dad, I think I could talk to you for a sec.
What's up, Slugger? Ready for your big day?
Well, about the science palooza. You know my original plan for the Sox-O-Matic?
Sure do. Pure genius. Wait till you see it now.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I finished it. Wasn't easy, but it was worth it. We're gonna take that science palooza by storm. Stew Pickles is back! Who says I've lost it?
No one?
I can't believe we actually pulled it off!
Yeah, thanks to your last-minute Mondo help!
And without even compromising my ultra-revealing project. Hi! Light's better over here.
Okay. Anyway, I just came by to tell you what an idiot I am. You know, for not taking our experiment seriously.
Oh, that...
Yeah, I kind of only proposed it because I thought you seemed happening and I wanted to hang, so I'm sorry.
Really? Tight! I mean, that's cool. Like this!
Tommy Pickles. If any other kid had entered a masterpiece like this, I would have suspected foul play.
Mr. Beaker, the truth is...
I didn't make...
Do something.
I'm trying, but it's not mine!
Of course it's not your fault, Tommy. People should have the sense not to get too close to a delicate machine like this.
It's the time we've all been waiting for. The naming of this year's Science Palooza winner.
Yay!
Here to make the announcement, I'm proud to introduce my friend and colleague, Major Svetlana Plotsmakhana. And her dog.
And the winner is...
Not me.
Tommy Pickles!
Yay!
What? That stinks!
That stinks!
You did it, Tommy! You won! Didn't you hear?
I'm very proud of my Science Palooza project, but that isn't it. I got help creating the sorter. Maybe a little too much help. My invention just does socks. So, I can't accept a prize I don't deserve.
Hi, Dad. I'm sorry. But at the last second, I just couldn't do it. I hope you're not too disappointed.
But you could have gone to outer space camp. We won.
No, Dad. You won. And it wasn't supposed to be we. It was supposed to be me.
But you asked for my help.
And I wanted it. But even though you didn't mean to, you kind of took over.
I just wanted it to be the best project I just said I, didn't I?
I know I should have said something sooner, but I mostly didn't because working with you was some of the best fun I've ever had. And in fact, I have some ideas for our next father-son project.
Sorry I got so carried away, sport. I didn't mean to put you under that kind of pressure. I bet your socks-o-matic would have won.
Yeah, considering the new winner's project stunk.
Just think, a solid week of outer space camp, all thanks to my prize-winning Eau de Lille de Ville!
Mr. Pickles?
Right here.
You call me tomorrow. My cosmonaut comrades and I have been looking for machine to sort rocket engine parts. Who knows difference between bolt and nuts? I send you postcard from outer space camp. Come, Trotsky!
Oh, that brown silver thing on top of the sorter looks a lot like my good lazy suit. Stew? Tommy?
Who says I've lost it?